I'm Andy Bates, part of the team here at KFUO. While you hear me on the air and in podcasts, I'm also part of the team that works behind the scenes to bring you the programs like this that you value. What you hear on the air and in podcasts is just the tip of the iceberg. Listeners like you generously support everything that makes radio and podcasts happen. Administration, cutting-edge technology, software, hosts, producers, and more. You make this happen. Can we count on you to continue this support? KFUO Shareathon, now through April 5th, is a great time to show your support and make a gift or make a plan to give for a whole year. Your generosity is important and appreciated, not just by the KFUO team, but by listeners who get to hear and enjoy Christ-centered programs every day. Will you make a gift today? KFUO.org/give. KFUO.org/give.
Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 12, verses 30 through 37, and the Reverend Dr. Heath Tramp is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew chapter 12, verses 30 through 37. Whoever is not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me scatters. Therefore, I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven people, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. And whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person out of his good treasure brings forth good. The evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. This is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I and many of you attended a conference recently where I was able to see friends and acquaintances from all over the country. Some of them are people I keep up with pretty faithfully, and others I really haven't spoken to in years. That being the case, I was amused when many of them said some variation of, "Well, it looks like you're getting settled into St. Louis pretty well," or, "Yeah, I saw you guys were up to that. That looked like fun." Can you guess how they knew so much about my life? Facebook. I actually really like social media. It's a powerful tool. It lets me share photos with family and friends. It keeps people up to date on my life changes, and it can be fabulous for networking. But like all tools, it can be used for nefarious purposes also. It's easy to tear someone down through social media. It's easy to share a falsehood or a half-truth that can hurt someone. And frustratingly, it's a very easy place to have very public arguments. And this leads me into today's text. The middle chapters of Matthew highlight the teachings and the miracles of Jesus. Chapter 10 shares that Jesus selected his 12 apostles. Chapter 12 finds them, sees them finding the negative attention of the Pharisees. Now, we know the Pharisees were uncharitable even in their kindest moments, but in today's text, we hear what may be one of the sharpest verbal condemnations of Jesus. They say, "It is only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this man casts out demons." Now, I found it notable that the text doesn't say Jesus was scandalized by the words they spoke. Instead, it says he knew their thoughts. He knew their hearts. He knew their intentions. And he responds with four powerful arguments. The first is that a house divided against itself cannot stand. Completely logical. Nobody in earshot would have disagreed. Then he points out others, and he calls them the Pharisees' sons, who are also driving out demons, and he asks about their authority. How do they do this? Thirdly, he teaches that the demons are driven out by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, that's a really bold claim to the ears of the hearers, but also completely likely following his thread. Finally, Jesus speaks about binding Satan, binding the strong man, and plundering his house. As multiple commentators agreed with Jesus, there truly is no middle ground. Now, all of this sets the stage for what we hear in today's reading, namely that blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. Just a few months ago, I was a pastor in North Dakota. Believe it or not, North Dakota kids and adults have a lot of the same inquiries and concerns as the rest of Christendom. So, of course, I encountered this text all the time. People would read Matthew 12, and then they would wonder, have I committed the unforgivable sin, Pastor? Now, if the question came up in Bible class, we would spend as much time as we needed to dig into the context and the meaning behind these words, but I often found that just a quick reply in passing was all I was going to get, so usually I would share some version of the following. Well, you know, only persistent unbelief unto death is unforgivable. Those who are worried about breaking this so-called unforgivable sin are the least likely to have committed it. Focus on Jesus. Focus on his death and resurrection for you. And that answer proved to be the comfort that many people needed. It's short and it's sweet, and most importantly, it's true. So knowing we haven't committed the unforgivable sin, our nature is, well, it's to lean heavily into the freedom that we have and to assume, well then, that paints a different picture. Christ died for me. Yes, that's established fact. I'm saved. So what if my words are a little harsh or accusatory or, you know, really quite devoid of the gospel? My salvation is not in jeopardy. Now, Paul does a masterful job with this line of thought in the book of Romans, but I'm going to stick with Matthew 12 for today. Jesus goes on. He says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. On the day of judgment, people will give an account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Those are hard words for the Pharisees, and I think they're words we do well to consider in our own lives. Brothers and sisters in Christ, and it feels really good to preach again. It's been a little while. You are forgiven through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Forgiveness received in baptism. Forgiveness delivered in the true body and blood of our Lord. Forgiveness that provides a life of Christian freedom by which we may love God and love our neighbor. And in that love, we monitor our speech. The Pharisees spoke bold lies, and reading deeply into the text, lies that were from hearts that were full of deceit, and they were condemned. In our own lives, as Luther teaches in the Eighth Commandment, we do well to explain everything in the kindest way. And sometimes that includes necessary words of rebuke. Jesus himself calls the Pharisees a brood of vipers in Matthew 12. Words of correction are sometimes part of the Christian life. As we live in this modern world with so many avenues of communication, we do well to remember the words of Jesus. Primarily, we use tools and opportunities like social media to share the gospel, to share the good news of Jesus. We build one another up, and we spur one another on toward good works. And yes, sometimes we correct each other. I pray that we do so with hearts full of love and concern, and that the world is profoundly impacted by the power of the Holy Spirit through our witness. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.